Hello, everybody. Princess April here. So I've been here a couple months now at GWA. And when I first joined, I did a questionnaire, a writer/performer questionnaire. I forget who wrote it, but I ended up doing it. I answered some questions. But since I was new to GWA, although not new to recording, I couldn't answer those questions super good because I hadn't really experienced all of GWA yet. So now that I've been here a couple months, I thought I would do another questionnaire just to give a few, you know, some better answers. Now I'm doing a different questionnaire this time. This one was written, 5 years ago by user Froyo. And I don't know if they're still out there somewhere, but thank you, Froyo, for the questionnaire. And I'm going to answer some of these questions. This is a writer's questionnaire because I am a writer, first and foremost, I suppose, and a performer second, and I love performing, and I love performing on my own stuff. I have certainly performed some other people's stuff, and I have thoughts and hang-ups and sort of insecurities about that, but I'm not sure that I'll get into that here, but you never know. Anyway, let's get to it, because this will take a little bit of time. So why do you write? Well, that was an easy one. That's the first question. Why do you write? It's easy because I write because I have to. I write because that's what I do, and I can't not write. So whatever the subject, and it could be erotic or non-erotic, I write, and that's just the way it is. So to go into more specifics than that would be sort of a waste of time, I think, except to answer some more of these questions, you know. So, 2, do you have any rituals that you perform before or while you write? Favorite drink, favorite spot, etc. Okay, I do have rituals, and my favorite spot is just my office. I write in my office, and one thing I do when I write is I turn on, there's this program called iStripper, which I have, and it has these awesome, awesome, just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women, you know, that sort of strip on your desktop. And I have 3 monitors. So 2 of those monitors, I have 2 of these strippers going, so I can just watch and enjoy female beauty. And then in the middle monitor, I have my Word document open and I write. And yeah, so that's a little intimate thing that I do. And otherwise, I don't have a favorite drink or anything crazy like that. I tend to write for an hour every morning unless work is killing me. So at least an hour I write when I wake up in the morning, and I wake up very early. I get up at like 4 or 5, so yeah, you know. And sometimes outside of that, if I'm inspired. So there it is, there's that. 3, do you prefer to write scripts or stories, solo audios or collaborations? I have written both scripts and stories. My stories are very specific and sort of unique because I put them to music and I perform them myself. I don't release those stories as scripts for others to do, because it would be like for somebody else to do it would be very involved. So I don't even bother. I don't assume that anybody else would want to try to do like Brand New Girl or Garble Girl, because there's so many sound effects and there's so much stuff going on. So I don't release them as scripts. So I do them myself. The scripts that I do, I've started writing more of, and I love them. Partially because I can do some stuff that I would have trouble performing, and that, you know, the prospect of somebody else performing that script and, you know, turning me on and all that stuff is just irresistible. So, yeah, I like to do both. I've not done a collaboration yet, but except that I consider writing a script and having somebody perform it a collaboration. I consider that a collaboration. So there's that. But I haven't worked with anybody else to write a script that includes more than one performer, except my own sort of story scripts where I perform a number of different characters with different voices, and but it's all just me, so I'm not really collaborating with anybody else. Number four, how does inspiration strike you? Do you make a plan before writing or develop the story as you go? I have a million different ideas. I mean, I sort of pride myself as a fountain of naughty ideas for erotic content. I mean, there's never ending amount. And I certainly have my own kinks and certainly things that I like to include in everything I write. But inspiration is just always there. So it's rare when I don't have something in my head that I want to try. That said, a lot of times, and sometimes those ideas don't bear fruit, you know. So I'll try something and I'll write for a little while and I'll say, you know, this isn't working. This just isn't what I wanted it to be. And sometimes I'll work on it more and I'll get it to a place where I feel like, oh, great, this is successful. I did it. And sometimes I just have to abandon it and say, you know what, this is not the idea that I hoped it was, and I can't quite figure out how to make it work for me. So I abandon it. I just throw it away. It's okay. That's still super valuable because I've learned something and I've practiced my art, but I don't feel the need to release it because I wrote it. If I don't like it, then I tend not to share it with anybody else, at least in public, right? So, inspiration is sort of always there. Five, what is your favorite piece of writing that you have done? Wow. Well, that's a tough one. I think for GWA, my favorite narrative story that I wrote / produced, I think, oh man, it's a toss-up. Maybe Brand New Girl. It's really close to my heart. And I say that because I'm a trans female and I wrote that for me mostly. To share it with others was revealing because that actually is my most popular audio on GWA. So, Brand New Girl, I'm very proud of. I wrote it several years ago, though. But I'm also very proud of my latest narrative story, which is Garble Girl. Garble Girl is very dark, and it goes places that I didn't think I would go as a writer. But I really love it. I just can't help it. I love it. And that one is a culmination of all the work and skill that I've sort of built over the last several years. So as far as non-narrative writing, as the script goes, I think my favorite one is the one I wrote specifically for April Wood. The April W9 is her username. She performed this script, and it was, I forget what it's called off the top of my head, but it's about a girl who, you know, is on a blind date with an older guy and basically it ends up convincing you to have sex with her like her slutty friend, Katie. And that, I'm very proud of that one because, it has a twist ending that I worked very hard on. And it seems I got very, very, very lucky and it worked right. It worked out. I did it right. I don't think that was skill. I think that was luck, to be honest with you. But I also got lucky that April performed it, and because she was phenomenal. It was an amazing performance of a script that I wrote specifically for her, and I can't say what that feels like. So I'll stop there because I don't want to give anything else away. Six, what piece do you want to improve? Well, I've got a bunch of stuff that I've not released yet to GWA that I kind of want to fix. And but as far as the ones that are already out there, I tend not to release any script that I don't feel like I did my best with. So I don't look at things like, well, this is flawed, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. I look at things like, this is the best I can do right now with the skill set that I have and the abilities that I have right now. This is the best I can do. So I'm going to put it out there. Now, I may feel later that I could improve it, and I certainly have felt that way, and I certainly have made improvements to things that I wrote years ago, but as far as anything out there right now that's available for people to see, I don't think I'd mess with it too much. You know, I did the best I could, and I think it's more productive for me to work on new things than to delve back and fix old things, I think, for the most part. Sometimes there's exceptions, but... number seven, what are your favorite and least favorite challenges of writing for GWA? This is hard. I think my least favorite challenge, to start with that, is my constant in my head, like, will people like this? You know, is this what people want to see? Or is this more to the point, is this what people want to perform? Because, you know, I want to write scripts that people want to fill, just like everybody else, right? My biggest challenge, though, is to convince myself just to write what I like and be happy with that. You know, just to do what I like and not worry about it. That is the biggest challenge that I face. I do it anyway. You know, I've overcome this challenge. I write what I like. But every time I think, oh, man, you know, if something I write gets a lot of downvotes, even though GWA on their subreddit specifically doesn't allow downvotes, if it gets a lot of downvotes, I really question myself. I really wonder, like, I know this is a good script. I know it is. You know, every script I do, I actually test perform. So I don't release all of those, but I do test perform every script to make sure that the pacing is right and that I can act it out and do all that stuff so that a performer, you know, has a reasonable chance of doing this well, you know, and I'm confident. I know it's a good script, but if it's getting downvoted, I wonder why, you know, like I wonder, is it just because it's cuckold or is it just because it's too dark for people or, you know, it's those weird, like some tags just rile people's feathers up. And I try to just ignore that. I try my best because I have to write what I want to write. I have to write what I'm interested in. And I find it very fascinating what some people find hard to take versus what some people find super arousing and interesting, and how that doesn't mesh sometimes between different people. It's just so fascinating. And it's the biggest challenge that I face, I think. My favorite challenge is, I think that's just like sort of two peas in a pod with my least favorite challenge, which is writing what I like and doing it well. Meaning not to over-explain or to show, not tell, and to write scripts in a way that you don't have those weird, awkward moments that where dialogue gets stilted or you try to over-explain things. I enjoy the challenge of trying to make a natural-sounding script that, at the same time, follows a completely fantastical storyline, you know. All this stuff that I write, everything I write, is not meant to be realistic. It's meant to be a fantasy. And I like to write scripts and to write stories that immerse you in that fantasy without making you roll your eyes. I like that challenge. Now, I'm not saying that some people don't feel that way about the stuff that I write, but I know for certain that other people don't. And so I'm writing for them. You know, I'm writing, I enjoy the challenge of making something that's high quality, that explores whatever fetish or whatever interesting tags that I find compelling at that moment. So I don't know. It's kind of a lame answer, but that's what I'm going to go with. Are there any writers that you try to emulate? On GWA, I love Eugene. I think it's Eugene, the one who writes a lot of daddy-daughter scripts. Brilliant. It seems like Eugene and I have a lot of in common in terms of what we like. And I don't know, there's a lot of script writers on GWA that I really like. I also feel a kinship with Vocal Writer. Some of Vocal Writer's scripts are raw, but the some of the subjects that he has, and I assume it's a he, some of the subjects that they have explored are amazing. Vocal Writer, when he did, where this YouTube girl is, this Twitch girl, Raped in Twitch Chat, I think is what it's called. And somebody actually filled it, and it was just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. And there's another one where a girlfriend is trying to describe to her boyfriend her rape, and he's getting turned on by it. An amazing performance of an amazing script. It goes darker places than I would generally go as a script writer, but I feel kinship with that and that vulnerability of the performer and of the character. And that's what I find sexy most of all, you know, is that vulnerability. So it's not that I try to emulate those writers. It's just that I find inspiration in what they write and what they're interested in. And I feel a kinship to them in the sort of outlooks that we share. Okay, number 9. Which piece of your own writing challenged you the most? On GWA, every one of them is a challenge. Some of them take a lot longer than others. The one I wrote for April Wood took weeks to write, to get just right. You know, some of the others took a week, maybe. Average time to make a script, I don't know, a week or two, right? I think the most challenging one that I've ever written was it's called Sweet Sticky Cum, and you can find it on GWA. It's a Just Like an Animal one. Now, that one is one of those narrative ones that has music and all that other stuff, but just the script for that took months and months to write. And the reason is because I wanted to capture what I find so sexy and fascinating about cum and facials and cum play and all that stuff. I just find that, it's one of my big things. And to capture that without making it turn into sort of a unpleasant thing or a... like go too far, like, you know, I don't know, like I can't explain it. Go too far for me, not for others, just for me. Like I liken writing these things to walking on the edge of a knife. If you falter and you fall over, then it falls apart. And so I have to backtrack to where I'm still on the edge of the knife. Like I go back, I apologize for the dogs, still on the edge of the knife. I go back to where I'm like, I'm still there. I'm like, okay, I'm still on track here. So I need to navigate myself so that I stay on that edge of the knife for the whole audio or as much as I can, where I'm sort of in that corridor of wow between being boring on one end and being overly, you know, scary or yikesy on the other end, right? Sweet Sticky Cum took 6, maybe 7 months off and on of writing to get it right. I can't explain it. And it's one of those things that's like, once it's done, it's like, of course it had to be that way. Of course it's that way, you know? And some people won't like it and all that stuff. But to me, I'm looking for what I like. And so that took a long time to get right, to make it so that it didn't fall over the edge into sort of disgusting or unpleasant, and yet stayed right on the edge so that it didn't fall over into boring and uninteresting. You know, it's like right following that right on the edge. It was really, really hard to do with Come Play. So, number 10, do you find it easy or difficult to get into the mindset of a character different from yourself? I guess it's hard if I'm writing something that I don't relate to at all. You know, I guess I find that hard. I think most people would find it hard, but I don't know. I tend to not write certain things just because I am so divorced from where they're coming from, where that type of character is coming from, that I'm not interested in it. So for me, I guess I sort of write what I know, write what I like, write what I'm interested in. And I like dominant characters, and I really like submissive characters. I'm on the submissive side myself, but I know how dominant characters think. And so I guess I'm a little switchy that way, but I don't know. I guess I tend to avoid ones that I really don't relate to at all. So for better or worse. Number 11, do you have a friend proofread or beta your writing before you record post a script offer? No, I don't. And, but what I do is if I'm doing a script that I want somebody else to fill, I will always self-fill that script before I post that script, meaning that I will perform it myself. Because to me, that's part of the process of writing it. If I'm writing the script and I think it's done, that's when I will go perform the script for myself. I'll go into the studio and I'll record it and I'll do it. And then I'll realize, oh, this is a jump too far. Like this is going too fast here, or this is dragging on here, or this isn't quite right here. And I won't realize that until I try to perform it myself. So then once I get that performance done, I will go back, I will refine it, fix it, and then I'll perform it again. And when I feel like I've got a performance that I like, that I feel like this is a good script and it's a performable and interesting and doesn't go veering off into places that I don't like, then I will post that script. So I generally don't have people read them before I post them, but I do that. And that makes a big difference, actually. But you have to be somebody who performs and somebody who is willing to do that stuff. Number 12, do you tend to favor writing for one gender or writing one genre? Would you like to branch out or are you comfortable where you are? This is a complicated question for me. And to try to shorten it as much as possible, I much, much, much prefer to write for female voices. I much prefer to perform a female voice than a male voice. I will perform a male voice because that's my natural voice, right? It's what I was born with, so there it is. And I will do it, but only because I want to fill a script for somebody I want to fill a script for. I want to give back, right? So if somebody's written a male for female script that I connect with and I'm interested in doing because I want to give back, I'll do it. And it's not my preference. I would prefer to do female for male scripts. And I certainly, that's what I write most often. But I have to, you know, I have to alter my voice for that. And some people don't like that. I get that. This is one of those struggles that I have in that I have to just do what I like and not worry about it too much and hope that there are other people out there who don't mind that or who even embrace it, you know, whatever. But Yeah, so I tend to prefer writing for females. I'm attracted to females, and yet I have a male voice and a male body, and but I am trans female. So that's where it gets complicated, and I could go on and on about that, but I won't right now. So number 13, have you tried writing a kink that was not your own? How do you think it turned out? Well, I've tried it. It was not successful. Let's put it that way. Like, I've tried writing vanilla sex. I can do it, but I don't enjoy it. I don't much like it. So I have to find something that I can latch on to if I'm going to try something that I don't normally do. So there it is. Do you write for anything other than GWA or anything like it? Recordings, pillow talk audio, etc. I write for GWA. Some of my stuff would absolutely fit, probably most of my stuff would absolutely fit well under Dark Side Playground, too. I'm a professional writer in real life, so I've got safer work stuff, you know, as well. But as far as my erotic writing goes, I have some stories on Literotica under M. Lyons, and I have some stories under ASSTR, actually, under another name. So I've written all kinds of stuff in all kinds of places, actually. But as far as writing for audio scripts, I tend to GWA and Gunwald Audible too. And like I say, Dark Side Playground would, my scripts would fit there. So do you prefer, number 15, do you prefer to record your writing or to have someone else record it? Oh, this is complicated too. If I'm writing a script, I really, 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 really want to hear somebody else do it. And I obviously have my, like, ideas and hopes and dreams that certain people will do them. I don't want to say who those people are, but I definitely have my favorites. And so I sometimes write with their voices in mind, and I want to hear them do it. You know, I want to hear a female voice say my words back to me. I do. That said, I do enjoy recording my own writing too. I think I'm a decent actor of the scripts that I write, and I enjoy that challenge of it. I enjoy that. And so I'll do it, and I don't expect anybody to like it, but I do it anyway. So there you go. Number 16, for those who've offered scripts, how did you feel the first time your writing was recorded by someone? My first script fill was by Jaxie Audio, and it was super exciting. Super exciting. I can't describe it, you know, to have somebody want to record my writing and play that part. To me, it's a collaboration. To me, it's a connection with that person. So I will never forget Jaxie doing my first script, which I believe was my Yandere script. And I'm really grateful for her for doing that. And to me, it's weird, but I wrote it, she read it, she performed it, and we did something together. So that said, the most amazing, amazing performance of my script has been April Wood doing the blind date one that I wrote specifically for her. It was transcendent. It was amazing. It's unbelievable. She performed it so, so well, and gave me chills, made me cry. That's that. Number 17, would you say that you're proud of your writing? Do you feel like you have talent? Yes, I, I feel like I'm pretty good at it. I have my flaws. I certainly have my shortcomings when it comes to my own, like, I feel like I have interests that are not common, so I'm limited in my audience. Like, I think that there are limits to the number of people I can reach with my erotic writing and my safer work writing. But I think for what I do, I'm pretty good at it. Any advice that you'd like to share? Oh, there's so much good advice out there that it's really available. And obviously with new writers, you know, the most common issue is show not tell, meaning that trying not to tell what's happening, but try to show what's happening instead. It's the most common and, you know, overused piece of advice out there, but it's still so, so relevant, especially in script writing, where things can get so awkward and so stilted if you don't take the time to try to really think about how people would talk to each other. But that is easy to find. You can get elaboration on that kind of stuff all over the place. I think that my advice would be more along the lines of, if you like it, don't be afraid to do it. Like, don't beat yourself. Don't sit there and say nobody be interested in what I would write, or I'm not good enough, or whatever, because the thing is, you are good enough. And if you're sitting down to write something and you produce it and you put it out there, you're way ahead of like 99% of the people out there who don't have the courage to do what you just did. You will get better with time if that's what you want. If that's what you want, you'll get better by just doing it again and again and again and again. And knowing up front that it takes time to get better is sort of a comfort in a way. It's like I'm still obviously trying to get much better at what I do. But I also know that I'll never perfect my craft. I'll never do that. And it takes time. And the more I do it, the more I get better. Every time I release something, I learn something. And it becomes easier. And best way to compare, if you must compare, is to compare yourself, your present self with your previous self. That's the best way. Because inevitably you'll improve. You know, it's bad to compare yourself with others. It's much, much easier and more empowering to compare yourself to what you've done in the past and to realize, wow, look at how far I've come. Look at how much better I am now, you know. So, okay, well, that's enough. Thank you for listening, if you did, and I will see you on the subreddit. Okay.